Valentine's Day used to be pretty simple. You bought a card, signed your name, sealed the envelope, and mailed it. Today, getting your message to a loved one can be just a click away. But some question, is a cyber greeting as much fun? NPR's Farai Chidea spoke with News & Notes tech contributor Mario Armstrong about the pros and cons of digital affection.
What about this online dating thing? How successful is it for people and for companies?
Well, you know, there's varying degrees. Some people have said, look, I found my true love online and I'm actually marrying this person. And that would not have happened before because I don't hang out at the bars or I don't go to the clubs and I don't look for someone in the grocery store. So some people are finding success. On the other hand, some people are finding out that people are online saying, hey, you know, I'm 5'8" or I'm 6'2". I'm very athletic and I'm 180 pounds, all to find out that really they're more like 5'7", 250, and they haven't run a mile in like years.
So
you're finding some things where it is sincere and it works out well, and others where it's not all that it seems to be online.
So how much money are these companies raking in?
Well, they're doing very, very well. I mean, they're making a lot of money. I mean, some of the recent statistics show that they're set into several million dollars. I mean, you look at $640 million is what's projected within the next 3 years. Last year alone, I believe they reached about $516 million. So this whole online dating industry with leaders like Match.com and True.com and others are really doing well in terms of their subscriptions. It doesn't know if those subscriptions actually mean they're making more connections.
You know, Mario, a lot of us are just much more old-fashioned. We would prefer to pick up the phone and call for a date. Now I understand there's a way of talking as long as you want by phone without incurring lots of costs. And it's by computer?
It's by computer. It's really cool. It's gaining a lot of momentum in Europe. It's called Skype, S-K-Y-P-E. And Skype essentially allows me and you, if you download a piece of Skype software on your computer and I download it on my computer, I can now use a headset or a microphone connected to my computer and call you from my computer to your computer. You pick up an answer and we talk. We bypass all the local telephone charges and we talk and yap away for free. So this is really cool and it's really exciting and it really enables those that have family across the country or international to be able to communicate and stay in touch.
Speaking of family, now you say we can use high-tech tools to trace ancestry as well.
Oh, there's so much on the internet. I was reviewing some sites for family reunions and things of that nature. There's a lot out there, especially when you start looking at things for Coretta Scott King and others that you may have been doing any history research during Black History Month. There are so many tools. If you just type in genealogy research or genealogy software or ancestry software in Google, you'll get so many different pieces of software. Some have different pros and cons for what you're looking for. So you need to determine, is this something that you're just on a solo mission, or is this something that you intend to maybe then publish? Or are you looking to build a website that looks at showing your genealogy and allows family members to interact with that website? All kinds of ways that technology is making our families come more closer together and be able to trace our roots better.
And what about tracing your roots? Can you do that too with tools that people are linking to online?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a little skeptical about some of that because I've seen some tools and I haven't had a chance to really verify how credible are these tools. So that's one thing that still kind of concerns me. You know, I remember where you could just kind of like type in your last name and it would kind of show you based off of other questions that it would ask you. Based off of that, it would then run through a series of checks to kind of say, all right, well, this sounds like this is your family lineage here. But I haven't had a chance to really dig in deep and talk to these companies to find out how this technology works on the back end and how it can be verified.
Well, it's always good to keep an open mind, but a skeptical mind as well. News & Notes tech expert Mario Armstrong also covers technology for Baltimore area NPR stations WYPR and WEAA. Thanks for joining us, Mario.
Thank you, Farai. Safe online dating, folks.
Uh-oh.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea.
My name is Cupid Valentino, the modern day Cupid. Just wanna say one thing. Happy Valentine's Day. Every day the 14th. I don't think y'all heard me. I just wanna say Happy Valentine's Day. Every day the 14th. Can y'all dig that?